realizing how easy Hollywood waves actually are. Your partner, being him, knows nothing about hair, of course, except that it's 86% of your personality. Give knowingly, John Lewis.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere, even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Inadequate hospitals will be named and shamed in league tables as part of government plans to drive up standards in the health service. NHS managers will be sacked if they can't improve patient care and take control of finances too. The health secretary will make the announcements at the NHS providers conference in Liverpool later. Critics are already saying it could demoralise staff. Donald Trump's given the world's richest man a top job as part of a new government efficiency department. Elon Musk's team will be tasked with cracking down on waste and cutting bureaucracy. Musk was one of the president-elect's most vocal supporters during the campaign. This was Trump speaking about the SpaceX founder's achievements at one of his rallies.
I said, Elon, was that you with the rocket? Yeah. I said, you're unbelievable. I said, can Russia do that? No. Why not? They don't have the knowledge and they never will.
Social media bosses who fail to stop illegal knives being advertised on their platforms could face fines of up to £10,000. The Home Secretary is proposing giving police powers to order the removal of certain posts, with executives personally liable if they don't comply. A consultation is also being published to determine the definition of ninja-style swords with a view to banning them. At the Labour Party conference earlier this year, Yvette Cooper made that a priority.
We will make it a mission for our whole country to halve knife crime in a decade, and yes, this Labour government will pass Ronan's Law, a ban on ninja swords.
Kensington Palace says the Princess of Wales will host her annual Christmas carol concert at Westminster Abbey. It forms part of Kate's gradual return to public duties after completing chemotherapy in the summer. And the toys expected to be the most sought after this Christmas have been revealed, with prices ranging from £9.99 to £79.99. The top 20, according to the Toy Retailers Association, includes a Bluey plane set, Hot Wheels, and the ultimate fart blaster from Despicable Me 4. Cloudy today in northwest England and Northern Ireland. Sunnier spells elsewhere with some drizzle in southern Scotland. Highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Where nature meets classical.
In the park. On Magic Classical.
Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park. Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical. calming start to your day.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
days start better with the sounds of nature. In the Park on Magic Classical. Days start better with the sounds of nature. In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you. In the park for this morning, coming to an end with the Cologne Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Gunther Wand, and playing the second movement of Schubert's Third Symphony. Back in the park tomorrow morning, usual time, from 5 a.m.
Peter Bentz, the worldwide piano sensation and composer. Returning to the UK for one very special show, Pianosphere. See him live at the London Palladium on Sunday the 2nd of February. Get your tickets now at allowed.com. Peter Bentz, live in London.
Here's your VIP invite to the UK's most spectacular Christmas party. Save the Children's Christmas Jumper Day is back on Thursday the 12th of December, and you need to be part of it. It really couldn't be easier. Sign up, get your jumper out, and donate to create lasting change for children. On Thursday the 12th of December, make the world better with your Christmas sweater. Sign up now at christmasjumperday.org.
There are so many things to look forward to this winter. Tucking up under your coziest blanket. Starting every conversation with, "I can't believe how dark it is." Convincing the kids they do need a coat. And the Škoda winter sale. £750 towards your finance deposit on Solutions PCP at 6.9% APR representative on top of existing offers. Jump in at Škoda.co.uk or your local retailer before the 18th of November. T's and C's apply. Excludes ENIACs and LROC. Indemnities may be required. Škoda Finance.
Magic and Holiday Inn Express are giving you the chance to win a hotel stay with family or friends. Whatever your occasion, at Holiday Inn Express, you'll always find a comfy bed with premium bedding for a great night's sleep. All the essentials you need for the perfect stay, plus a hot, fresh breakfast, so you can start your day right. A stay so perfect that at magic.co.uk, we're giving you the chance to win a break for yourself. Head to our website now to enter. All thanks to Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. League tables revealing failing NHS trusts and cancelled pay rises as some of the government's plans to try and improve the health service. The changes form part of Labour's strategy to reduce waiting lists from 18 months to 18 weeks. NHS managers would also be sacked if they can't improve patient care and take control of finances. The Health Secretary will make the announcement at the NHS Providers Conference in Liverpool later. Social media bosses who don't take down illegal knife adverts on their platforms could soon be fined £10,000. The Home Office is planning on making executives personally liable if posts aren't removed within 2 days. It's part of plans to tackle the UK's problem with knife crime. Rebecca Howe from Grimsby lost her son Jack earlier this year. He was stabbed during a fight.
Walking into the funeral parlour and seeing your baby lying in a coffin. No parent should be able to go through that.
An 18-year-old man accused of murdering three young girls in Southport is due in court later. Axel Rudigabana is also charged with 10 attempted murders after a series of stabbings at a Taylor Swift-themed dance holiday club in July. He's also accused of making ricin and having a terror manual. In the Middle East, Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 46 people in Gaza in the past 24 hours. In Lebanon, warplanes struck Beirut's southern suburbs and killed 33 people yesterday. Research reveals Wales, around 5.5 million people may need to sell their children's things in order to afford Christmas this year, including items they wouldn't ordinarily get rid of, like clothing and games consoles. Many also said they expected to get in more than £300 worth of debt. Donald Trump's given Elon Musk a job in his top team. The Tesla and X owner will co-lead the new Department of Government Efficiency, which is tasked with cracking down on waste and cutting bureaucracy. And the Toy Retailers Association has published its list of the top 20 most sought-after toys this Christmas. They include a Bluey plane set, Hot Wheels, and the Ultimate Fart Blaster from Despicable Me 4. Prices range from $9.99 to $79.99. Cloudy today in northwest England and Northern Ireland.